Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me, as today we're going to talk about the energy of Venus and divine feminine strength that is growing powerfully within each of us. This is going to be a podcast episode that focuses on what we've been healing, what we've been moving through, and I hope it offers you validation through all the changes in your life or in your world that pertain to relationships, partnerships, love, money, self-worth, self-value. These are all foundational energies within our lives, and we can be on autopilot with them. We can essentially be moving through Groundhog's Day, that Bill Murray movie, where we're not even aware of what we are feeding energetically in our lives. It's sort of like just being on this never-ending loop of what you think you deserve, or demonstrating a limited self-value or self-worth energy in the world. Well, Venus is showing us where we are meant to come alive with more light in our hearts, and how that affects our sense of self-love, self-acceptance, and self-worth. So in today's show, I'm going to talk about the Venus journey, the divine feminine energies that are powerfully increasing within each of us, and I'm going to share with you some channeled messages I've received, some very beautiful visuals around how this energy is working with us. Now, Venus has had some very strong energies throughout November and into December of 2019. So I hope that wherever this episode finds you, the messages resonate with your journey and with your path. And please trust that there's something here that you're meant to understand about yourself, because we receive messages when we're ready, when we know we can digest them, so to speak, and make the most of them. We are completing a decade. We are completing an intense healing and learning cycle in our lives. And we've been moving through energies that perhaps have stirred up very deep things for you, whether internally or externally or both. We've been moving through complete closures of cycles, of understandings, of really getting into what's been happening in your life that at one level of consciousness you were not aware of. And so now we're being asked to step into a higher state of consciousness that honors and loves ourselves more than ever before. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of a bike with training wheels. Almost like it does take practice. It takes time to fully integrate these parts of ourselves into our lives. And it's something that we're very supported in doing. We have cosmic support at this time. We're receiving bigger energies that want to empower you, that want to remind you that you are love, that you are created from an energy field of pure unconditional love. And this is, of course, the soul's innate energy signature. The soul's field of energy is love, peace. It's an effervescent energy that's very clear and bright, and it feels like home. It's that sense of comfort and peace that can be hard to put into words, and it's where we come alive, literally. It's where the energy is at its natural state. And then we incarnate into our little tiny human vessels, and we enter the Earth's energy field of polarity and duality, where we arrive with that faint remembrance of pure love. But then we're surrounded by the other energies in the whole spectrum, all the way down to deep fear. So now we're living in this playground of energies that takes us out of our home state, so to speak, our home's innate energy. And we have to remember or consciously return to what that feels like. We come into the human playground to grow, to learn, to heal, to work with energies from other lifetimes, to heal deep parts of ourselves, to understand our power, to understand what it means to be love in human form, to connect with others, to help them on their journey, to be of service, to offer them support and love. And we experience so many energies that it's quite dynamic. It is something that we choose, and it's something that we are meant to support the Earth's evolution with. Meaning, the Earth is a planet with very diverse energies, and we come in with the intention to support the Earth's evolution towards love, to help humanity know love, and to remember more about what we are capable as we become more conscious, awake, and aware of our energy cycles. And this is a pivotal time in these energy cycles. We are moving through a sense of endings and completions that have served a purpose. They've supported you. You've come to higher places of understanding about yourself, about your choices, about what you want. Perhaps you've come to understand more of who you really truly are, where you can no longer compromise, where you can no longer give your power away. All of these are significant realizations, and they're propelling you forward into a new sense of yourself, into a new sense of what you're ready for, what you're ready to experience next. And the more that we travel with love for ourselves, with an understanding of our own worthiness, the more we travel with our soul's vibration and with our power. So today's show is returning you to this energy of your soul's vibration that perhaps got pushed aside or forgotten, or you just didn't have time for it. I hope there's an awakening here to more of what you're capable of when you love yourself, when you accept yourself, when you don't put conditions on yourself to be a certain way for other people, when you don't give your power away to others that would then diminish what you know is true for you. There is an energy of no longer compromising on the truth of who you are. And we just had big energies come through to support this over the past number of days, as Venus in Sagittarius was conjunct Jupiter in Sagittarius and conjunct the galactic center. And I've done a few shows about this now, so I'm not going to completely repeat everything that this is about. But what I want to show you is a message I've been receiving, a visual I've been receiving of how to work with these downloads of energy. Because what I've been seeing and feeling is a very powerful transmission coming through from the galactic center, a very, very bright light. And it is a light that is more like a force field. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of a lightsaber, a sword, a saber of light that's very direct, clear cut, clean. And it's this energy coming through that is entering wherever we feel receptive. And so this energy would be speaking to your natal Venus. So in your astrology chart, locate your natal Venus by astrological sign and by house placement. This is where, in this lifetime, you chose to develop your sense of love for self, and then the love you bring forward into relationships, into what you buy, into what you own, into the world. And you chose to experience this energy that would reflect out your vibration of self-worth. The Venus energy is related to the feminine energies of being receptive, of being worthy of love, of being able to receive. So we're looking at not only your sense of how you love yourself, but how you're able to receive. And this has been one of the areas of great healing for many people. Because when you're receiving, you are trusting, you are allowing, you are opening up to have another give you something, whether that is a compliment and a form of acknowledgement, whether they are giving you a gift for your birthday, whether they are opening a door for you to allow you to walk through. There are many different ways that we receive. And I feel like we've been deeply healing this energy to receive because we're deeply healing how we feel worthy of receiving. We've had many cycles and many lifetimes of needing to be in the strong masculine energies of doing, of being in control, of what it means to be powerful in your life, in one's world, in oneself. And so this is the other side of the energy where you trust your power, you trust what you are moving through in your life. There is the ability to allow the right energies in because it's like this, the image I'm getting right as I say this is of a garden, and that garden blooming and blossoming and enjoying the energy of the sun, the warmth, the rain, you know, allowing the different cycles of weather to come through. And every cycle offers something that helps with that blossoming and blooming. But the garden has a very clear fence around it. And so the fence keeps out some of those pesky rabbits that want to come in and nibble at the leaves. The fence keeps out people who would trample through the garden. And the fence is essentially the masculine energies of boundaries. So there's an understanding that it is safe to be open, to be allowing, to be receptive when you have strong boundaries, because then you're in charge of who comes in. You're in charge of what resonates, what is right, what is supportive of you. And we've had perhaps fences or walls that have been too high, too thick, that have kept people out. Now I'm seeing the visual of a white picket fence with a lower height, so say it's only 2 or 3 feet, and it's allowing others to see more of your fullness. That it's supposed to be this safe place that you don't have to overprotect or control. Because now there is a new understanding in your consciousness around how you can trust life, how you can trust the cycles of the universe, how you can trust yourself, how you can trust your masculine energies and your feminine energies equally. And we've been healing our feminine energies, it doesn't matter of your gender or sex, because it hasn't been safe in this world or in other incarnations to be soft, trusting, or open to the full extent that is needed. And so we've been really looking at what that means to be open-hearted, to speak your emotional truth, to say when something hurts or when you've been needing time to yourself to honor your emotional world. It's looking at your feminine energies and what you need to feel good about yourself, what you need to feel loved. A number of episodes ago, you know, I mentioned the 5 love languages, which I know many of you are familiar with, and how that is essentially an awakening to your feminine energies of being receptive, and how when you identify what you need to feel loved, then you can take that into the right relationships, friendships, and connections, and tell people what you need to feel loved. This is all Venus. So your natal Venus in your astrology chart is where you feel good about yourself in relationship to other people, but also in relationship to yourself. When you're having a bad day, go to your Venus. When you need to feel loved, go to your Venus. When you need to understand more about what makes you happy or just what would turn the energy around, go to your Venus. When you are looking at how you are developing your divine feminine energy in this lifetime, say it with me, go to your Venus. Because this is what you need, and it's also what you came in here to strengthen and to understand about yourself. So this is a very important focal point right now, because as I said, Venus was just conjunct Jupiter and the galactic center. And the energies that I kept seeing, the visuals kept coming through, it was like this very active, alive mandala. And so a mandala has many beautiful shapes and colors and lines, and it has the ability to embody sacred geometry and some really gorgeous light patterns that we find pleasing, aesthetically pleasing. And so it adds to the beauty of the world. And there's so many different mandalas out in the world, and you can find them in nature. Even a flower can have a beautiful, gorgeous mandala energy. Of course, stained glass. There can be so many patterns just anywhere. I mean, I'm getting the visual of hidden mandalas. It's like if you start to look for them, they show up everywhere. And they become this energy that will activate beauty, the definition of beauty you hold of yourself within you. And the image I kept getting was of the middle of the mandala continually opening and bursting with new energies. It is alive. There is a sense here of these energies coming through to enliven us to what it means to love yourself now. And it's an infusion of energy that's very direct. Again, that visual of the light saber or the sword, the light sword. It's a very direct, clear energy that reminds you that you have traveled through time and space to experience the physical world, but that you've traveled with a connection to love, beauty, softness, creativity, joy, happiness, to not give that up, to not let that go, so to speak, and to, in fact, receive more of that energy now. So Venus has just crossed over Jupiter and has just crossed over the galactic center. This is a very strong energy for a personal planet. A personal planet, again, is where you are here to develop energy within yourself at a personal level. And it's just connected with the biggest planet in the solar system, Jupiter, and it's just connected with the galaxy, so cosmic energy. So this is why the Venus energy is so supported right now. And she's basically reverberating back to your natal Venus. So here we are understanding that we can hold and carry more love in the world than ever before. And that love is within you. It's this inner work, this inner job that we are being tasked with. And it's essentially saying, don't allow the hardships of life to let you give up on yourself. Don't give up on loving yourself. Don't diminish that. Don't give that away to other people. Don't allow your sense of confidence, power, acknowledgement, validation to be dispersed or diffused. Instead, you are calling this energy back in. You are receiving it very powerfully now from the cosmos, and you are supported in understanding how you love yourself right now. So yes, this can sound like confidence building 101, but I believe that confidence is something that we continually have to regenerate and focus on throughout our lives. It is a part of our self-care and our energy management, is to look at how you feel confident in your skin, how you feel good about who you are as a human being. And as we raise our consciousness, we know that we are composed of all energies, that yes, you have a shadow side. Yes, you have some parts of yourself that create discomfort within you or that can be difficult to accept or see in yourself at times, but that doesn't outweigh all the love you carry, all the joy you are capable of, all the goodness that you are. And so I find that in the higher states of consciousness, we're just able to go back and forth between these different energy fields that we dance in. It's sort of like when you look back and you're like, oh my goodness, I was a jerk, or I really didn't do that the way I wanted to, or I wish I hadn't said that to a friend, or whatever you did and you look back and you feel regret or shame about, you understand that, okay, I'm going to be better. I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to apologize, right? Because that's what a self-respecting, strong person does. If you hurt someone you care about, or if you do any damage in a relationship, you show up and you apologize because you care about the other person's feelings and their experience of the relationship. And so you've matured in a sense that I know that even when I have a bad day, a rough spot, a tough time, that I'm still a good person. I'm still loved. I'm still lovable. I'm still worthy of love. And I'm still valuable. It's like you don't give up those parts of yourself for temporary circumstances. The temporary circumstances do not override that permanent understanding that you are love, that you love yourself, and that you're worthy of living the life you want and of being the person you're here to be. So we have some very powerful energies right now that are supporting us in grounding these energies within us and to make it more of our daily practice, to understand how this is something, again, that we have to tend to. You tend to the garden. You know, you tend to your inner dialogue and how you speak to yourself. And now there's more support because not only is Venus powerful at this time, but she's asking you to love yourself, recognize yourself, and respect yourself as she moves into Capricorn. She officially moves into Capricorn November 25th, 2019, and she's going to then make a square to Chiron in Aries at 1 degree. And this can be a little bit of a bruise. This can be the bump and bruise of your feelings being hurt, of wanting something and not getting it, of just having a reminder of where you feel a little weak and vulnerable. But then Venus moves through, and she has a supportive sextile to Mars in Scorpio for the beginning week of December. She's going to make a sextile from 7 to 11 degrees, and that will be basically December 1st through December 6th, so let's just call it the first week of December. And this is a supportive energy where that Venus in Capricorn feels the strength of Mars in Scorpio. Now, Mars is the masculine energies within us. It's how we go after what we want. It's our desire. It's our sense of self. The healthy ego shows up through Mars. And this Mars in Scorpio is passionate, determined, definitely ready to get some things done and to make progress, and is supporting this Venus feminine energies. So Venus is being allowed to stand strong in herself. And I feel this as a new recoding. It's like a cellular level DNA recoding. Okay. Now, as I say that, I'm getting all this image of like this huge timeline of energies where across multiple lifetimes, you could have been various incarnations of feminine energy. I'm seeing a medicine woman. I'm seeing a high priestess. I'm seeing a nun. I'm seeing a mother. I'm seeing the energy of a female ostracized and alienated and thrown out. I'm seeing the energy of the Salem witch trials. I'm seeing the energy of a female dressed as a male warrior in disguise and like in Mongolia. I'm seeing the energies of some homeless. It's like a homeless woman during a medieval war in Europe. Okay, and on it goes, right? All these different experiences of female energy, and I'm seeing it specifically in a woman's body, and I know that that isn't always the case. Obviously, you can be feminine energy in a male body too, but I guess I'm just seeing these visuals to get some clear understandings of the archetypal energies. And so I'm seeing this as little, they're like little bubbles or specks of energy that are in the body. And it would be either in the bones and in the blood, as in bloodlines that we carry from our families, from our ancestors, from our lineage. And it feels like it's also the cellular DNA consciousness that we incarnate with. So this is quite deep energy. And I'm feeling a mammoth level of responsibility that's coming up and coming through. And it feels like a clearing out of where feminine energies have been held back, have been limited, have been kept in subservient roles, have been killed, have been persecuted, have been murdered, have been essentially experienced. I feel it as like horrific endings in that life that has perpetuated a victim mentality and powerlessness. And what we are being guided to do, I'm seeing a whiteboard where the energy is erased, cleared. And it's cleared by this cosmic blast of energy from the galactic center. It's like blasting away where love was denied, recognition was denied, feeling safe was not possible. It feels like there is so much support right now to rework these stories or this inner dialogue. But it begins by taking responsibility for yourself, taking responsibility for what you have contributed, what you have perpetuated, again, where you've been in that loop, that Groundhog's Day loop. Because at one level of consciousness, you can stay in a loop because that loop feels safe. You're like, I know how this is going to play out. I know my role. I know what is needed or required. I know how to stay small. I know how to hold back what I need. And so these are all the energies where we've denied ourselves love. But now you're stepping into, no, I'm worthy of this. No, I want this. No, I can be in my power and the world will adjust. So it's basically putting the energy out instead of taking it all in. It's like a pushing out. And now as I say that, I'm getting the image of that very active mandala energy where the energy in the middle is pushing out into the leaves or into the world this new energy. So this is truly a time of looking at what needs to change within you to allow yourself to be powerful in relationships, but in the relationship with yourself, where you know you're worthy of what you want and you're worthy to create and live the life that matters to you. And that you're taking responsibility for your own patterns, your own safety zone, so to speak, where you withheld what you wanted or needed because through many lifetimes you weren't able to create it. But this is a completely different energy. And so that can feel honestly uncomfortable or scary at first, because what you're doing is you're working with your belief systems. And that is what Sagittarius energy involves. What you believe is possible for yourself in the world. And because Venus just met up with Jupiter and the galactic center in Sagittarius, our belief about ourselves and our lives is deeply changing. And it's needing to be reprogrammed and recoded so that you can move into this next chapter in your life that is completely open. There's something about the energy that's really like, what do you want to do next? What do you want to create? Where do you want to go? Because you've been releasing and healing so many of these karmic energies and karmic imprints and past lifetime stories and all these things that needed to end, now you're moving forward. And you're being asked to be very clear and solid in yourself. And to believe that what you want is possible. That what you want is possible. There's this energy of being strengthened in your spine, being strengthened in your beingness, where you're very much in the present moment. And I'm feeling it as this restructuring of your personal truth. And that truth is built on a new foundation of confidence and love. I can do this. I'm worthy of this. I'm here to live my dreams. I'm here to create the job of my dreams. I'm here to experience the abundance of this world. I know that I am loved. I know that I am valued. I know that I am worthy. These are the mantras and messages to repeat to yourself and to work on and to look at where you get hung up or where something stops you in your tracks from moving forward with that energy. This is work. Yes, it's something that we practice, that we have to put energy and time into. But it's where you're also being set free from these limitations. And please trust what comes up for you around this. Please trust if you're getting your visuals or images around certain lifetimes or themes or roles or archetypes. Please trust that for yourself, because it's coming through for you to learn and understand that that's what's been in your journey. That's what's been unconsciously shaping you. And as we enter December 2019, as well as the next decade, the universe, God's source spirit, is asking you to honor how far you've come. Honor those mountains you've climbed. Honor what you've come to understand about yourself. Honor what it means to be you, that nobody else will exactly understand, and they don't need to. They don't need to. It's not up to them to completely understand you. It's up to you to completely understand you and to allow that to generate greater confidence in yourself. And I feel like this is the work that's going to serve you the best in both the short term and the long term at the micro and macro levels. It's sort of like this is where you also can get excited for what's next in your life. And if you are ready to meet a life partner or someone to share the journey with, this is also the vibration that will bring them in. This is where you will connect with them because they will sense in you that strength, that confidence, that power, and they will reflect it back to you. This is why it's also okay to let relationships go or friendships change or something to fall to the wayside. You can do so with kindness. You can do so with gratefulness for what you've learned and the time you've spent with that person. Do be mindful of the Venus shadow energies that come up. And this would be the lower expressions of Venus that can show up when we don't feel loved. And that will depend on which astrological sign your Venus is in and how she expresses herself when she doesn't feel loved, when she doesn't feel that she's been treated with respect. The Venus shadow energies then show up, and those are also a teacher for you. That is also energy to manage and to move through. We will always have our shadow energies. We will always move through them, but we become more wise with them. We understand what's coming up, and then you learn how to manage it better. So it's sort of like when you're pissed off. Well, don't take it out on the bank teller or the waitress at the cafe or anybody else. You just say, you know, I'm kind of pissy today. I'm in a bad mood. I'm just going to manage it. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to lash out unconsciously at somebody else. I'm going to take care of what I need and allow this to move through me. And then you may find new techniques and ways to move through that, that you can continue to practice, right? It's like this is where we step into mastery over all of our energy. So stay aware of those shadow energies that will always travel with us, that will always work with us, and be a master of your shadow. Be a master of where your emotional energy or your mental energy comes up and where you can take care of it and not put it out into the world or project it onto other people. And in fact, this is where you will understand the kinds of people you want in your life and in your world. And it will show you, I'm just getting this image of some things can be made really clear to us depending on how other people act towards us when they're in a bad mood. And again, if they apologize, if they own up to it, if they say anything that respects your feelings, this is all very maturing energy. And I think it's something that many are learning, and we are each learning it because it takes vulnerability and courage to apologize or to own up to something you did that you feel regret about or you feel shame about. But a healthy Venus goes there because it doesn't mean that you're a bad person or that you're not loved or lovable. It simply means I was having a bad day. I didn't handle that well. I wish I had handled it differently. I wish I had said something differently. And then you're just being honest. And that actually generates greater strength in that relationship or in that bond with another person. This is part of the divine feminine energies of how to have healthy relationships that are open, that are honest, that are emotionally clear, emotionally safe, and that allows for the complexities of our human selves and our emotional worlds. We are being asked to rise up into the higher heart, into a higher place of self-acceptance and self-love, where you feel the power of your soul's light, you feel an infusion of what's possible for you, of what you can create in your life next, even though much maybe has ended or been taken away or has been out of your control. This is understanding that a new day is dawning, and the day, it's like, it's not just one day. It's a new energy pattern. It's a whole new infusion of what you can create based on this next level of self-love. I'm feeling a clarity, a strength, a clearing energy that helps you to move ahead, that helps you to move on from whatever chapter is ending or has ended, that helps you travel with a higher level of self-love, self-confidence, and self-validation based on who you are now. It's an inner job. It starts with you. It begins within. We have to initiate this. You know, we have to practice it and say, this is what I declare. This is what I want. This is what matters to me. But again, it feels like there's more support now. And maybe that's because a lot of turbulence has passed. But I'm feeling that this rising in the heart energy is meant to be something that warms you up, that feels good, that again returns you to what you need to feel abundant, happy, peaceful, and safe. So Venus is on a very important journey right now. And watch her travels in your chart, because she is showing you where you're ready to receive, where you're ready for goodness, where you're ready for light. And I feel like as we each bring our consciousness to Venus, we clear out these other stories and we make it safer for the feminine energies to exist on this planet. And that's part of a collective energy cycle. It's part of the assignment right now, so to speak. As the shadow masculine energies fall because of a cycle that's completing, the divine feminine energies rise to fill that space with higher love and higher understandings of what's been healed and what's been learned. So I hope this helps ground you and center you in your heart, in your ability to love yourself. Again, it is the most important work we can do because it creates so many areas of our life. And it's where we're being asked to remove limitations, to dismantle any high fences or high walls that have served a purpose but are no longer needed. And it's a time of coming back to yourself, to feel strong in your journey, what you have moved through, what you have learned, what you have seen, and to also keep going, because now you're traveling with more support, especially after Venus crossed Jupiter and the galactic center. So I hope this has helped you understand what's transitioned here as we come towards the end of 2019. I hope it's also helped you reconnect with messages you've known or things you've been hearing that remind you of your power and that you're absolutely here to love yourself regardless of anything happening outside of you. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time and presence. I'll be back on Wednesday for our weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead as we close out November and move into December. And please note that you can always learn more about astrology and the classes that I currently offer below this website. You can find out more information at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com, which is my website with my books, spiritual teachings, and more resources. Thanks everybody for joining me. I appreciate it so much because we're all in this together. So I'll see you back here on Wednesday and have a beautiful day ahead. Thank you so much.